love, and blessings. We're going to do a meditation on Mary, the Mother of God, the one who rises to the occasion for acceptance of a responsibility that you carry, that you might meet it in grace and with power. Find a comfortable seated position. Let your eyes slowly close, hands at rest. And take a couple of slow, deep cleansing breaths in and out. And then let your breath continue naturally. And feel your feet, whether they're on the floor or underneath you. Move your feet muscles if you want, but just give your feet a little bit of attention. And feel the weight of your body in the chair. And now let your shoulders relax. And roll your neck. And relax your jaw. And now scan your body for any tension. And if you find any, go ahead and flex that part of your body a bit tighter. And then let go. And let yourself relax. Now focusing on either your breath or the weight of your body, let these words from Luke fill your heart. Archangel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin whose name was Mary. And Gabriel said to her, "Rejoice, favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." Mary was perplexed by his words and wondered. So Gabriel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. He will reign forever, and his kingdom will have no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" Gabriel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy, the Son of God." Then Mary said, "I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." Now continuing to just feel your way to your body or focusing on your breath, hear these words. When we carry a responsibility that seems daunting, we can find strength in Mary. Here we have a teenage girl, perhaps 15 years old, accepting the responsibility of all humanity. Sometimes in popular culture, Mary is depicted as a demure, passive wallflower. But in this passage, we see her as powerful and full of faith and trust, and not only in God, but indeed in herself. Mary said yes to become the Mother of God, not because she was fearless, but because her faith was bigger than her fear. She knows that if God is with her, she is invincible. God is aware that you have responsibilities and life challenges that cannot be bypassed. So let's imagine a table in front of you. And in picture form, let some of your most important responsibilities or challenges come and rest on the table. Let them come there in any order and just see a picture of them that represents the responsibility. I'll give you a moment to picture some of your most important roles or duties. As they come, let each take a place on the table, and you just receive them and see them. Now, looking at this array of responsibilities, select one that needs your attention today. Just pick one, just whatever one jumps out at you. Imagine it front and center on the table, and let the others fade into the background. As you look at this challenge in your life in picture form, what about it most weighs on you? And what fears does it bring out? As you consider your role in this responsibility, I invite you to take courage from Mary's story. And to be clear, we're not saying, well, Mary had such a bigger task, who am I to complain? That's not what this is at all. Mary rose to the occasion by holding faith that she was not alone, that God was not only with her, but in her, guiding and empowering. And while God may not have shown Mary her whole path at once, without fail, the Holy Spirit always illumined the next step she was invited to take. Whatever your challenge is, you are invited to remember that you are not alone, that when God is with you, you are invincible, and that God is not only with you, but in you, guiding you, empowering you, and shining light for your next step. As you consider this responsibility pictured on this table in front of you, know that by Mary's faith, by her wisdom, by her prayers, you may know that God is with you as you rise to this occasion. And do not be afraid, for you have found favor with God. Amen.